You are now tuned in to Sheriff Says What's Up.
What's up?
This is your boy Sheriff.
Yeah.
Let's get it.
Let's do this. All right. I'm going to make this real simple for you to understand. For all y'all heathens and zombies out there. I swear to God, this is the zombie apocalypse. For real. Apocalypse. Lips, fool, lips. Watch your mouth when you're talking to the presidential candidate that's coming to kick everybody's ass. I'm serious, bruh. Watch your mouth. Watch your flappy little fingers. For real, like, I'm on the internet talking big shit because I can back it up. Right? But you talk big shit on the internet because you're indignant. You see the difference there? I have a spine, you have an opinion. Huge difference. All right, so with that said, we're gonna jump right into some Facebook debauchery going on. Debauchery, we're just gonna call it debauchery. All right. I'm for real, dude. It's nothing against this person. Dude, I love this person to death. But I'm like, my mind is blown. So here I am, I'm about to blow your mind. The deadliest virus in the United States is the media. This was posted on June 29th by somebody else, right? And it was posted by somebody that I've known like all my life just about, right? Like since I was a kid. And I said, I'm gonna have to disagree. Okay, now they're not the one who posted this meme. Like, as the originator, the creator, but they posted that meme, right? The deadliest virus in the United States is the media. Okay, and I said, I'm going to have to disagree. It's Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, Jim Murren, and George Soros' money that's influencing the media. I don't play into this propaganda about the media that Trump started with his bullshit tweet that pointed the finger at the media and not at his cronies. Now, bear with me. I know I was incorrect there, okay? Bear with me. At the point in time, I thought that Trump was the one who started all that. But based on like what I know about Trump, like I should know better. But I keep forgetting that, you know, he's not his own man. You know what I'm saying? He ain't a man's man. He ain't the man. He's this dude getting told what to do and what to say. Well, yeah, that's great. Yeah, okay, let me say that. I'll tweet that. Ha ha ha. Take that, mother sucker. So after I said that, you know, he's not pointing his finger at his cronies, so Chad Strahan, I haven't ever seen that tweet, so I can't comment on that. There's the key words right there. So he should have just stopped right there, right? But, I will tell you the reason I feel this way. If you notice the mainstream media, which he uses no punctuation. If you notice, the mainstream media only shows you small bits and pieces of stories, and they pick and choose the news stories to feed the separation in this country. I don't see this as a race issue. I'm sorry, there's no punctuation, so like this is really hard to read. I don't see this as a race issue. It's a media issue. I don't feed into most of the stuff on the mainstream media. Everyone has their own opinion. And their right to express them peacefully, but all I can say is try not to feed it a lot of that and do actual research. Thanks for commenting. And have a good day, bro. I'm like, you know, it's just ridiculous. Like I said, he should have stopped like way in the beginning of that. But we'll carry on. I say refer to my previous comment. It says what you just said, except it's filling in the holes of your half-truth. You understand what I'm saying? It's not a debate. I'm telling you why you're complaining about the media. And I'm telling you why that meme even exists all of a sudden. Now keep in mind, I understand that I was incorrect right there. And I'm telling, since he's removed the tweet, no, I'm sorry. He's since removed the tweet. Wonder why. Which if you look on his main page, you can't find it. Now maybe I skipped over it and Brave isn't like finding the result, but like I didn't see it. And then so he goes, yeah, I don't know, man. Like I said, I've never even seen it, so I just go off of what I see. I said, well, now you've seen the truth and you can go off of that. Now you've seen the names of who controls the media and you can say you saw that, brother. He says, LOL, okay, well, like I said, you have your views and I have mine. I said, do not speak for me. What I have are facts. Are views what you have? LOL, calm down, dude. I did not speak for anyone but myself. I said, I'm calm. You said you have your views. I corrected you. And now I'm showing you the facts. And so I showed him. So here's where I stand corrected. On July 1st, remember the meme was posted on June 29th. But on July 1st, he says the media is the virus. And my reply was, is it the media or Soros' money? Some guy says, and Hillary's emails? So their person says, really great question. So I'm like, all right, cool. So then, let me get back to where I was. So then, I say, and now that I've compared the dates between this meme and prima donna Trump's tweet, we can both clearly see that the meme existed before the tweet, which proves that he steals his ideas from everybody else, including me. His politics are largely based around my policies. He's stolen from my campaign issues page plenty of times. My campaign issues page is where I list what I'm motivated, what I'm motivated to fix. I sound a little drunk right there. I'm motivated to fix, you know, I'm gonna fix it because I'm president of the candidate and I'm gonna fix it. That's what I said. All right, anyways. What I'm motivated to fix when I'm elected as U.S. president in 2020. He's built a lot of his failed term as president around pretending like he's fixing things on my list when he's either half-assed it or he's just wanted to make himself look better than me. These are facts. And I can go on and on and on about this, but I'm going to write a press release and record a podcast about it. I'll explain everything on there later today, my dude. Thanks for the conversation. 100 fire, no cap. Those are emojis, by the way. Just in case you're like, what the heck was that? Okay, so he says, LOL, girl. Okay, man. Again, that's the mainstream media. Don't believe everything you see on the internet. Have a good day. Thanks for the conversation. Have a good 4th of July, bro. Okay, do you see what I'm saying here? This dude is zombified and doesn't even know it. He's telling me, don't believe everything you see on the internet. Okay? Where is that, like... Do you see what I'm saying here? That doesn't even fit. Jesse, your name doesn't even fit the rhyme scheme. And yes, I'm quoting Kevin Smith movies now. Like... Bro! Where you at here? You're not even... Are you... Do you even understand what I just told you? Did I just waste my freaking time texting this to you? Like, is it going in one eyeball and out the other? Or in your eyeballs and just out your fingers? Like, I don't get it. I don't get it, bro. I don't get it. So, like, zombie, Like, dude, give me a break. Oh, give me a break. I'm turned all the way up right now. Like, I can't even right now. So now we're going to go to the list of the stuff that I need to talk about. Because I've wasted, what, two and a half songs? I've wasted 3 songs on this already. 4 songs. This is the 4th song. And we got, like, 5 or 6 more to go. No, we got 5 more to go. So we got to get into this. Okay, so about the podcast. So we're going to jump into the coronavirus scandemic. Like, have you seen what's going on now? Places want you to have masks. Then the governor comes and says he doesn't want you to have masks. And then he says he wants you to have masks. Like, I mean, this is just hearsay. Like, at this point, this is just hearsay. Like, I don't even know. Well, like, you can't even keep up with what's going on right now. Like, am I the only one noticing that? They opened the states, and now I'm not just talking about one governor. Like, this is several governors doing this. They open the states, they tell you no masks, and then turn around and say, you know what? Yeah, we're opening the states, but you need to have a mask. Like, if you go out in public, you guys, it's mandatory. You should have a mask. What? You didn't say that 5 minutes ago. Okay, like, all right. The scamdemic. It's a scam, and it's a demic. It's a scamdemic. So, like, we're just going to just jump right in. Like, we're going to skip over one part and jump right into impeach Ducey. Okay, so he's constantly promoting this. Wear a freaking mask. COVID-19. You know why? Because he's sitting on the board for the cure. Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? He is for the vaccination, which we all know. And if you don't know, now you're about to find out. That will change, it straight up changes your DNA. Hello? It changes your DNA. It makes you somebody completely different, something else. You will no longer be yourself. Several people, they refuse to get it, right? But this, I'm just gonna let it out. This dickhead is on the board for the vaccination. In other words, he's got skin in the game. And he's not letting up because it will cost him too much. He has put too much money and time and effort into this. You understand the words that are coming out of my mouth right now? This dude has skin in the game, in the scam. And I'm supposed to be like, don't believe, I'm supposed to listen to my friend that I've had for years and years and years. I've known ever since we were kids. I've known him since he was a young buck. And his mama was babysitting us, type of deal. I'm supposed to listen to him about don't believe everything you see on the internet? Well, if it's the truth, I'm gonna believe it. Okay? You cannot steer me away from the vax. Now, I'm not saying that my friend has skin in the game. I'm just saying he's either brainwashed or he's got skin in the game. But I'm thinking that he's brainwashed. Don't believe everything you see on the internet, haha. What? You're not even making sense anymore. Like, am I supposed to understand what you mean by that? Like, I see where you're what you're getting at, but I don't understand where you're coming from. That's a zombie mentality. Don't you understand? Wake up! Wake up! Yes, okay. Don't believe everything you see. But whenever somebody comes along and they're like, dude, these are the facts. You might want to take that into consideration. Like, I'm just saying, you might want to think about what this person is telling you. I'm going to ask you a question. How many of you have been involved, heavily involved, and I'm talking about working with politicians involved in politics for the last 5 years? Oh, you haven't? Excuse my language, but shut the fuck up. Seriously, shut up. Just like, we're here, we're gonna back up into the next one because we skipped over it. Remember, you guys? Shut the fuck up, Gavin Nuisance. Impeach Nuisance. He wants to slow the spread of the virus. Doug Ducey wants to slow the spread of the virus. All these governors want to slow the spread of the virus. Well, top what I'm saying. You can't. But stop. For real, just stop. Stop promoting the fucking thing. If you want it to go away, stop promoting it. We all know it's a fairy tale. Just stop promoting it. You might have some flu that you're passing around, but it's the fucking flu. Like, just stop. You want to slow the spread? Well, quit spreading the goddamn thing. You know, somebody showed me a freaking text. They saw somebody else posted this about their mom. They posted this about their own mom. And so the person copy-pasted it and said, look what this person said about their own mom. You follow me? So this person who's posting about their mom said that they had an exchange with the doctor online. You know how you do the doctor online now? Well, they They visited the doctor online through the internet, through a webcam. The doctor says, bam, you got COVID-19. What? I ain't got no stinking coronavirus. Get out of here. You haven't even tested me. How can you say that? Bam, that's a mark, right? That's a mark, like a check mark, for like one for the governors and doctors and everybody who's in on the scamdemic, and none for you. And then if you go and get tested after the doctor determined that you had it online, which is one check mark, right? As one person, right? And you get tested positive for the antibodies or whatever, then that's another check for another person. So do you see how they're boosting the stats? So if you didn't think that they're boosting the stats, now you freaking know. Or you didn't know how, now you know one way of how they're doing it. This is a person in Arizona. So yeah, Doug Ducey, the guy who is on the board, is boosting the stats. He's boosting the numbers. Just like politicians and government officials and cops and all these people who get elected. All the people in elections, they do that. They boost their numbers. Those numbers aren't real. That many people didn't vote for them. Not that many people even care about them. They could give a shit less, excuse my French, but they could give a crap less if this person lived or died the next day. Oh, Donald Trump died? Wow. That's probably what they'd say. And no disrespect to the man. But seriously, these everyday people, they don't care. You're just a dude on a TV. Oh, Robin Williams? Wow. How many people actually cared about him dying? I know I did. I grew up on the man. Like, I got goosebumps right now. I wasn't no Dr. Doolittle fan, but you know what I was a fan of? Robin Williams. Okay? So, I mean, not that many people really even cared that he died. Michael Jackson, big whoop to most people, but to me, I'm like, dude, that was the king of pop. You know what I'm saying? I know the people that are out there that are like, yes, I'm a fan of him. Yeah, him too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we get it, right? That death is tremendous to us. But Kobe Bryant, I'm white. I don't even watch football. I'm sorry, basketball. I watch football. I don't watch basketball. Who cares? Let's even take it a step further. Some people who are white says, just another dead N-I-G-G-E-R. Like, do I gotta say the word for you? Like, do I really gotta go there right now? Because I don't want to. You know what I'm saying? It's not even out of respect for you. It's just that's an ugly word. You feel me? I'm not about to say the N-word, but I'll spell it out for you. People really say that. Just another cracker. Fuck them. Like, wow. Wow. This wasn't included on my podcast, but I'll go ahead and throw this in there. I was dared to tell somebody I love them through Snapchat, right? It was a dare. I was like, all right. So I had to do the 7th person on my list, and so I did it. They're like, I don't love you. I'm like, dude, you're awful. I'm like, really? And it got into this whole debacle. Over, like, whether, like, you should love somebody or not. Like, it was crazy. Then I showed the person, like, here's your freaking dare. Thanks. Jeez. That was awful. Wow. I never felt, like, less cared for in my entire life. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know you. Freaking weirdo. Unadd me. I was like, this was just a dare, but wow. And yeah, I unadded him. Like, golly, I don't want to be around somebody that negative. Jeez Louise. So, I mean, yeah. Impeach Kate Brown. CPS corruption. All these governors are in on it. But Kate Brown, you're trash to find. You know what? I was thinking, you know, I really was thinking that Jared Kushner was the Antichrist, but I figured it out. It's Gavin Newsom. I'm sorry, Newsom. It's Gavin Newsom. Like, think about it. It's gotta be him, right? Like, I know it's a collection of people, but the person leading the, like, cracking the whip on the chariot? Yeah, King Tut himself? Yeah, that's Gavin Newsom. It's gotta be, dude. It absolutely has to be. He thinks he's King freaking Dingling. I mean, what's his name? Bing? Stephen Bing or whatever his name is, he quote unquote threw himself off the 27th floor of his own apartment. Yeah, okay. Because of COVID-19 and because he's in quarantine. But hey, we're slowly opening up the state. Like we're beginning to open it up. It's the most open it's ever been. But yeah, he killed himself. Yeah, okay. And guess who came out and was like, oh, you know, what a wonderful person. I love him so much. Well, not Bill Gates, but Bill Clinton. Yeah. So, yeah. I watched this video the other day, and it was just cop corruption defined. People are doing a smash and grab at the mall in the store, in an outdoor store, right? Outdoor mall, right? Broke the windows, went in, smashed and grabbed, cops are just watching. Watching over them, right? Like, you don't understand this whenever you're just a regular citizen. See, I'm in politics. I'm not corrupt, and I'm watching these things. And now I'm conveying the messages to you. Yes, the kids were smashing and grabbing in the store. By the boatloads, a whole train of them. Yeah, and they were all black. There wasn't one white person that came out of that store. I'm telling you, bro. I watched the video a few times. But the cops were white and Hispanic, if I'm correct. They had a face mask on, so you can't tell who it is. You know, right off the bat, you can't tell. But I mean, everybody knows who that is. Everybody who's somebody knows who that is. You know what I'm saying? They know who that is. So yeah, these cops are just watching these kids do it. This guy who was filming the whole thing, right? He walks up to the cops and he's like, you're not gonna do anything? I work for the city. I'm about to show everybody in the city this. Like they're not gonna be happy with you. So I mean, yeah, I just wanted to throw that out there. So we're gonna skip over that because they don't deserve my attention. All cops are bastards, but they do have a family. What do you think their family is gonna say about them when they figure all this out and that it was them and they did it and they're there? I mean, you can't think that the whole family is corrupt. One of them has got to be a straight up law dog. You know what I mean? One of them in the family hates them, right? Like, I got family that hates me. You got family that hates you. You always got somebody in the family that hates you, right? Some people have a lot of people in the family that hate them. But imagine being these cops and the word gets out. That's all I'm gonna say about that. All cops are bastards, but they do have a family. Demilitarize the police. I'm pretty sure that most of you understand what I'm talking about here, but like, seriously, cops have so much money and so much ammo, and now I'm not saying defund them, we need to fund the police. But demilitarize them. They don't need fully automatics. You know what I'm saying? Maybe a shotgun. Like, one of them in the crew has to have a shotgun, right? But not every cop in a car needs a shotgun. A handgun will do a job pretty much. I mean, change my mind. You shoot somebody in the face with a pistol, odds are they're going down. Just saying. They get shot in the shoulder and the leg, they're going down. You know? But while we're on, like, okay, if cops can have a fully automatic, which I'm pretty sure is true, If my memory serves me correct, because I questioned the cop about this, is fully automatic. I'm pretty sure he said yeah. So I mean, like, if they can have it, why can't we have it? Let's unban fully automatics. I would love to play with a fully automatic on my own time, under my own discretion. I'm pretty sure a lot of us who have rights should be able to do that. Change my freaking mind, you can't. You know, automation and algorithms cannot replace human interaction and human intervention. Now, this is assuming that the person on the other end that's supposed to be helping you and intervening and everything is not corrupt. Right? But it's like they've inverted everything, corrupted everything on purpose to try to serve this agenda. But it's not working for them. They think that it's work. They think that this is really working, you guys. They think that this, you need to wear a mask. Like, that's really working. Do you know how many people are still walking around not wearing masks? Tons. So much that Gavin Newsom is like he's crying about it all night. He's throwing a tantrum. Wear a mask. Wear a mask. I have a hand. What do you call it? A sign language interpreter. I'll just say a hand artist, right? You get where I'm going there here, con artist. Hand artist. You know, just so we can get the message out, right? Not only that, I've got a Hispanic translator. And, you know, I was using Google Translate to translate it, but, I mean, now I've hired an actual Latino. Because, you know, we can't call them Mexicans. Like, we got hand games called Mexican Sweat. Like, are you kidding me? Like, card games. We got card games called Mexican Sweat. You sure you can't call them Mexican? They're happy to call themselves Latino, Hispanic, Mexican. They've got three names for themselves. Just saying. I'm not knocking any race at all. I'm saying they're proud to be Mexican. I'm proud to be a cracker, not a whip cracker. But you call me a cracker, I'm like, damn straight. Like, what, I'm gonna deny it? No. Like, black people have chosen to own the word nigga. Right? Like, they've taken the power away from nigger, and they put it into nigga. Right? You understand what I'm saying here? I got my nigga card. Now, I don't have my nigger card, but I'm taking that risk, because I don't give a fuck. Right? Like, I believe that we have grown as a society, as a culture, as a united culture, that, you know what, I'm making a point here. And if I say the word nigger and you get out of your skin about it, that's on you, brother, not me. So, you know, the Central Idiot Agency, CIA, they have committed attempted murder on me several times. Like, come at me, bro. Like, you obviously can't do it. And I'm not challenging you, but I'm just saying, come at me. I've survived all your other attempts. I'm obviously not scared.